Well, absolutely. The Rosemary Dairy, which I would cover as part of my own patch in the council, has suffered from this for a number of years. A lot of it private rental properties owned by landlords, and basically the mews lanes at the back of the properties, which are not technically under council's remit. There's been a number of problems with tenants, both fly tipping of furniture and of household rubbish as well. So up until now, we've been dealing with it in terms of reactive approach, where we've had a go on afterwards, and council has in many cases gone out of their way to remove the items. But we've been trying, and I've been trying in particular the last couple of years, to see if there's any other options we could do about being proactive. So the funding that I secured through the rates earlier this year to start some sort of initiative around it is now actually bearing fruit, so we're hoping to start that in the early new year.
And it is quite concerning if what you're saying is true, that it's actually landlords, some landlords in the area, that are carrying out this fly tipping.
Well, I mean, the fly tipping of furniture in particular, you can always tell in terms of the time of year when it takes place. In many cases where it's actually appearing in the back lanes, coming under the sort of end of university term or before the start of the new university term, where we can tell, obviously, it's landlords who are clearing out the properties because the tenants have long gone or haven't arrived. So they've been clearing out the properties in order to replace furniture and things like that. And instead of making a simple phone call to council, they're leaving them in the mews lanes. And so that's caused a particular area of concern. We've dealt with a lot of letting agents who are very, very good in terms of working with tenants and things like that. But some individual landlords, I'm certainly not saying all of them, but there's a number of individual landlords who we know have been doing this for a considerable period of time. So what we'll be doing through this initiative, part of it will be actually establishing a proper updated database, if you like, of the owners of every property in the area, because in many cases, so many properties have changed hands over the last few years, especially with the recession. We haven't had an updated list of who actually owns some of the properties. So through the rates service, we would keep a list of obviously mortgage holders and things like that, and through a door-to-door knock actually of the area and speaking to the tenants, speaking to residents, we're trying to establish who owns every property. So it means when incidents take place in particular streets where there are hotspots for dumping, we will have a far better idea of where the source of the problem is, but also speak to the landlord directly and make sure that they're aware of the responsibilities.